Many of the restaurants in and around Geneva take advantage of the Finger Lakes agricultural bounty. When you sit down to a meal, you're often not far from where some of the ingredients were grown. At four local restaurants, you might be dining on produce that was grown by the chef who prepared it.
It's an edible flower.
Oh, okay.
It tastes really good, and you can use it in salads.
Okay. And it's pretty.
And the chef, yes, it's beautiful. I mean, some people do just use it as ornamental in their garden, but it's an edible flower, as are the marigolds, chamomile, we have calendula, and actually the sunflowers are edible too.
That's Sarah Meyer, Food Systems Program Manager for Hobart and William Smith College's Finger Lakes Institute. She was showing off just a few items growing in the chef's collaborative garden. The garden is tended by chefs who use the produce in their own restaurants. Meyer came up with the idea with Brud Holland of Fox Run Vineyards.
Brud and I had known each other through our participation in Finger Lakes Culinary Bounty Board, and we also coordinate the harvest dinner. And we just saw an opportunity where growing projects are coordinated for the campus farm here for Hobart and William Smith Colleges. And it just seemed like a natural fit to try to create intersections of relationships between chefs and other chefs, but then also having these exclusive menu items that these talented chefs are providing at their venues.
The campus farm is Fribblin Farm, operating on 35 acres gifted to the colleges by agricultural entrepreneur and philanthropist Carl Fribblin. In addition to serving as a learning environment for the students, it's host to events for the public. The day I visited, four of the chefs demonstrated ways to use the produce they'd cultivated. Holland was making a salad, including the sunflowers Meyer was showing off earlier.
So I picked a few of the sunflowers to add in the flowers, and you can actually, what I was working on was another one. So you can take the flower head where you get the seeds when they're still kind of immature. They haven't gotten too hard yet, and you just brush off what's on top of the flower, and then you can take this what's underneath and just break it up into your salad. It's almost like pine nuts.
Alongside Holland, the garden is tended by Carl Bray of Geneva on the Lake, Orlando Rodriguez of Verizon's restaurant at Glenora Wine Cellars, and Max Bonacci of the Linden Social Club. Joe Kennedy, the mixologist at the Linden Social Club, is also a part of the chef's collaborative garden. He uses ingredients from the garden in the Linden's craft cocktails. Meyer hopes that the garden will bring in more chefs in the future.
I hope that I can keep repeating this. This is just our first year, so I almost think of it as a pilot project. I'm kind of learning as I go as to how to best coordinate, get the word out. I collaborate with the Geneva Garden Coalition, Growing Geneva Together Garden Coalition, and that's another piece of our community in Geneva especially that has an interest in gardening that could benefit from learning from these chefs and just learning about gardening side by side of each other.
Meyer also hopes to invite the general public to visit the garden again closer to harvest, perhaps with a community meal. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.